if I had learned in my family how to invest in real estate, I wouldn't have had to find a community like Better Than Success. I have very candid conversations with my parents and family members. It's like, you don't know what you don't know. Like, you did a great job imparting what you did know. And I'm an adult. It's up to me to seek out things that I want that's not available to me in my first community, which is my family.
Unpopular opinion. Grind culture is trash.
Oh, period. I'm Mickey.
I'm Julia.
And we're strategic hippies.
We're not regular landlords. We're cool ones.
We're fellow freedom seekers helping business-minded creatives and free spirits build wealth through real estate.
Welcome to the Strategic Hippie Show.
Monica Dior tweets, "I've mastered being alone. Trust me when I say I don't need nobody." How do you feel about that, Mickey?
I'm going to unsubscribe and ask Monica who hurt you.
Like, girl, what?
There's so much pain in that. When I think of when I wanted to be my most alone, it was when pain was winning. And whenever I'm just in joy and lightheartedness, I want to be with people. There's definitely times when we have to, you know, take that step back, be in isolation, figure us out, and there's space for other people. So I'm sorry, boo.
Yeah, you're isolating.
Yeah, for sure.
So with that being said, I think it is good timing to talk about community.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the word community mean to you?
Well, you know, Julia, sometimes my brain is very like, what are the facts with things, especially when they're a bit fluid. So I'm going to go to my good girl Webster and read off two definitions for community. So the first one is a group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. And the second one is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. And it's so funny because when I read these, the first one, I'm like, oh yeah, duh, your family is your first community. And for the sake of our conversation today, we'll put a pin in that one and just be in gratitude that we have the opportunity to choose our communities. So I think our conversation, and when I think of community in the sense that we'll be talking about it, is that feeling of fellowship, like coming together with people over a shared ethos. Which one would you say, or how would you describe community?
As you read that, the word fellowship just really hit home. I just love that word. I think I went like 30 years of my life without ever using that word. And today it has so many layers to it, and it really means a lot to me personally. And yeah, so definitely the second one as well.
Yes, fellowship. I think fellowship has got a bad rap from like religious organizations. It's like, come be in fellowship. That sounds so Minnesota.
Can we take the cringe out of fellowship, please? Like redefining what fellowship is.
Yes, we just gonna redefine everything, make it work for us, but definitely that fellowship, because for what the word is, when I'm in communities, like whether it's our Better Than Success community or a yoga community or energy work community, is for sure that fellowship that's hitting home. Like, oh, this is why I'm here. And I'm so silly because I can work out on my own, but if I'm going to go in and be like dropping sweat bombs, I have to be in a group of people. Like, I need to see somebody heaving next to me.
Yes. Yes. We heaving together. I ain't heaving alone no more.
You can't breathe. I can't breathe either. We gonna be all right. And it's like
we gonna that, be all
right. Like, you know, the I guess that would be more with that first one of maybe not living together, but we are sharing space. So even just feeling somebody else's energy can like shift my own motivation, determination, experience had I been going at it by myself.
Absolutely. And I think one thing to get out of that is like support within communities isn't always tangible. It isn't always like, I need help with this thing. Sometimes it's simply energetic. Sometimes it's being in a space with people that share a common goal or desire and just feeding off of the energy of that space and how beneficial that alone can be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So a big thing for me, and this is the year of community for me. Like I got to Puerto Rico and I was like, I never want to do anything alone ever again. Mm-hmm. And there's like this effort of, you know, I feel like we need to stop glamorizing doing things alone, right? Like hyper independence is actually codependency. And we're not going to go down that rabbit hole today. That's like a whole extra large suitcase that needs to get unpacked. So we'll save that for another day, but just want to plant that seed because that was something that I struggled with. And it took me a long time to realize what that was rooted, like where that was rooted from. And, you know, I always saw myself as like, oh, I'm so independent. And I can do all this alone. And then actually, you know, that bringing me to my knees and being like, oh, well, like maybe I can't do all of the things. And, you know, an important part of the journey is joining or even building intentional communities. And, you know, when I say intentional communities, it's like, what is the common goal, right? So like For me, I can't just exist in one particular community. So I'm involved in a few different communities and they all feed me differently. And I feed the people in those spaces differently. And, you know, lately it's just like, you know, the way that I'm living in community is like a pretty unique situation, but it's also just showing me like the power of, you know, delegation and being of service and taking leadership or taking a back seat. And, you know, I'm living in this space where, okay, we are collectively transforming a property under like a common energetic goal. And then there's one person who's preparing meals for us. And, you know, I can't work in the garden all day and manage, you know, these other three projects and then come in and make dinner. Like, but there's this like this community feel and everyone is taking care of each other and everyone is, you know, collectively in autonomy getting to the same goal. So I wanted to also talk about autonomy and community because one of my biggest fears in like developing the system here was losing autonomy. Like I always saw myself as an introvert. Like I need alone time. Like that's how I recharge. I need to think alone. I need to write alone. I need to learn alone. A lot of these things have to take place in private spaces for me. And then I was worried about, you know, losing that autonomy. And I think maintaining autonomy in community is foundation. And that foundation is built from the inner work. Right. So like part of being able to maintain autonomy and like, all right, so there's all this solo work that needs to get done for the collective to thrive. And boundary setting is one of the most important tools. So like if I don't know how to set boundaries and I don't know how to take care of myself, then how will I know how to, you know, maintain autonomy in community and also, you know, coexist and co-create effectively and also take care of myself? So there's so many layers to it, right? I feel like there's a scale of like autonomy and community, and we can't be too extreme in either. So yeah, I'll pass to you if anything came to mind.
There, so much you said, and I love that you just got right to the what's what, because the autonomy, maintaining autonomy in community, what a coincidence, is also my challenge. Like sometimes in the past, I would get so immersed in other people's goals. So previously when I was a sales agent, I remember setting the intention of I need people to be accountable. Like being of service was my accountability. And at that time, it was what I needed to get more out of my shell, to want to explore getting to know other people, playing with those edges of my introversion. But then I took it way too far. And now I'm like, wait, where's my energy start and stop? Now I feel resentment for things I used to love. I'm just so all over the place. So it was time to get back to that that inner authority, right? And I feel like communities, it can be really daunting to join an existing community. You can be thinking about so many things that really, in most cases, aren't going to be relevant once you're in the communities. So for example, like my being introverted, I would be like just in meetings with Better Than Success or with my at that time new real estate brokerage, and I wouldn't say anything. I would just show up. Like that's all I could contribute in that moment was showing up. So it's like it can be kind of scary. And this is why I love the internet. Because there are so many online communities where you can pick and choose when you want to, you know, just do some independent learning or when you do want to be in a more group setting. And for me, I've noticed that I am always joining groups where growth or education is the baseline. Like I'm like all my closest friends, we still met in school and our affinity at that time was like writing or reading or something that was like just like inner work vibes. So that's how like the friendships maintain. At the same time, now when I, you know, meet people through a Better Than Success or a yoga studio, I know where I start and stop. I know that I show up in this community. This is a safe space for me to learn and absorb things that I can then take back to my personal life. And it's up to me in those autonomous moments to show up for me. Like we talked last week about, are my habits reflective of my goals? So I can learn all these fire real estate strategies, but nobody's going to invest for me. I have to know, you know, where I have to show up to get to my goals. And it's so interesting. I'm just so grateful to just know myself better, to be on the other end of what I would describe as like crippling anxiety a lot of times, where it's like I'm literally thinking about so much that is not relevant. And to be on the other side, it's like, this is why I knew I was anxious, because I knew I was worried about the wrong things. And now I'm worked up that I'm worried about the wrong things. And then it's like this like repeating cycle. Yeah, it's just like keeps going. So it's nice to be in a community, the community of us. Like it's just me and you, and we a community right now.
Hell yeah.
And this is a safe space to talk through our experiences in communities. And we are very intentional in recognizing all the different parts of things. Like a lot of communities that you may join, the ability to join is based on the organization and leadership that's in place. So you have to honor and respect that somebody showed up and chose to start building a community. A community is always going to be the people in it, and you have to honor the organization that comes with maintaining a community. For me, in my previously enmeshed life, I lost the plot on what my goals were and what an organization's goals are. And what I can say for a fact, people will attempt to bend your will to meet their goals. And it's up to you, me, all of us, to maintain our interdependence, like, you know, our inner independence, to be like yes and no. Like, sometimes my goals will align with stepping up in a community, and sometimes stepping up in a community can look like it's taken away from what I have to actually do. So I think it's really important to just always be aware of that, and like knowing what's what. Like, if I'm in this, I'm in a new community, I see they can use some assistance with some online stuff, I know I have the expertise in, do I also have the space to provide that service? So checking in like that is, do I have the capacity or the whatever, like, am I going to be able to show up in this role within a community in the same joy and lightness that I feel when I'm in the community? Because I think that's where, like, we start getting resentments and stuff when you, yes, we're always going to have those things we have to show up for and we don't really feel like it. Like, that's kind of life. There's also that experience of, it's not too many of them I got in me. Like,
yeah. And I just wanted to, like, note with you saying that is, like, that's why the foundation of, like, having the proper relationship with yourself and then having communication skills, because nothing in nature blooms 24/7, not even us. And to be able to show up in a space and be like, this is what I have to offer. And sometimes I can take leadership and sometimes I can't. And being honest, and, you know, that's really our only responsibility in life. Like, nature takes care of coordinating everything if we're authentic. Like, there, it's just, if we're around authentic people and, like, I'm tired or I'm not feeling creative, that this person will likely be able to supplement that. Or there'll be, like, some kind of common knowledge that's happening of, like, this is how we move forward with everyone being exactly where they're at. And I think it comes back to, like, how we show up in community. And also, like, you know, building symbiotic relationships, because, like, me and you, like, thrive in that because we're so different and we're good at different things, and you're super organized and I'm super airy, and, like, and we wouldn't be able to do this thing if it were any other way. And, you know, I think one, if I were to give a piece of advice for people who are, you know, looking to maybe start the venture of feeling more communal or, like, joining communities, we have to trash the question of, can I pick your brain? That is, like, not how we build relationships. It's not symbiotic. That is, like, very, hey, I don't know you, but I want to sit down and take your time and knowledge. And I think being, again, the word intentional, and taking the time of being like, how can I build a mutually beneficial relationship with this person or someone who has the same resources as this person? What community can I join? What community can I create? Like, how can I, you know, be of service, and for me to expect someone else to be of service to me? Like, it is not an all give or an all take. And, you know, another thing that came to mind while you were sharing is, like, capitalism really ruined, like, our communal instincts. I feel like, you know, community is like indigenous, right? Mm-hmm. Like where we come from, everything was done in community. And now it's like we're all in our little like isolated bubble doing our little things, all stressed and anxious, running around and like bumping bubbles here and there and yelling at people in traffic. And it's just like this, so like the polar opposite of what like what we came from.
Right.
And it's funny. I'll share this one story because I'm still riding the high of that permaculture course that I took. And one of the projects that we did during the course was we needed to create a permaculture design for a suburb community, right? Because suburbs are like the perfect example of like everybody living like very similar isolated lives. So, you know, we took these, you know, four houses and, you know, removed the fence, added in some fruit trees. This person had chickens. There's a compost pile in the middle where like everyone had a compost pile and this person had this. And it's like, you don't have to do all the things. Like, how can you share resources and mm-hmm. live in community, but also have like your own space, mm-hmm. right? Like you don't need four houses in a row to have chickens. Like
right.
There's community options. So, you know, there's always ways in life in all of our different aspects, right? Like I'm involved in online communities. I'm involved in person, like in-person communities that I go and visit and show up, like real estate communities that I'm learning. And all of them have this common goal of like, we're here to grow together. And whether it's learning or expanding or just, you know, evolving, like growth is always the core of community. And I think that brings us to, you know, we found each other in a community. And it's one that we both hold near and dear to our hearts. I know for me specifically, like it has been a pillar in my real estate investing journey. And real estate investing is the foundation of the life that I get to enjoy today. And, you know, through Better Than Success, our real estate league, togetherness and community is a core value. That is like one of the principles that our community is built upon. And we bring up every single time we meet, like, hey, these are the principles that we live by here in the space. Mm-hmm. And there's a saying that goes like this, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Unfortunately, when we start a new journey in life, our current friends and family members are not equipped to support us in this foreign journey. So in BTS, our member investors instantly level up their own real estate circles by getting immediate access to the community of real estate investors who also prioritize doing business with each other whenever possible, as per our core values. And again, like our core values is the foundation to how this community thrives. Our built-in community will allow you to instantly elevate your personal and professional board of directors without abandoning your lifelong friends. Right, like we don't go all in on anything, and it is just like building this expansive, diverse life, leveraging all the communities that we get to participate in.
Yes, absolutely. And
capitalism got you down? Aw. Take control of your life and finances by gaining financial freedom through real estate. If you're over grind culture and resonate with the energy of this show, let's dive deeper on creating a life that you don't have to escape from. Click the link in the description to join our next free Financial Freedom for Strategic Hippies webinar.
And it's such a beautiful and powerful experience whenever I think about my yearning to even be, air quote, in real estate. It was always this like, I just want to change my life. Like I know there's a life for me beyond the one I'm living. And no matter how that shows up, that kind of nugget is in everyone I've met in real estate. It's like this like mustard seed of determination to do something that is going to be hard or, and some people, you know, it is what it is, like a chip on the shoulder, like to prove people wrong, like that kind of thing. I don't think that was my personal drive in real estate. It was definitely more of like, and I love all of the people in my life very dearly, but if I had learned in my family how to invest in real estate, I wouldn't have had to find a community like Better Than Success. I have very candid conversations with my parents and family members. It's like, you know, you don't know what you don't know. Like, you did a great job imparting what you did know. And I'm an adult. It's up to me to seek out things that I want that's not available to me in my first community, which is my family. So I think it's very powerful for me, the ethos of Better Than Success, of wanting to, you know, create a new legacy for yourself, for your family, and doing so through real estate. The core values, you know, I just love them. Like, it's the integrity. And one of the things that definitely, like, I got involved in Better Than Success, like you were talking about, like not picking people's brain. I volunteered, like before I even became a member, I volunteered for Philadelphia Real Estate Week. Cause I'm like, as a pedestrian, this is cool. I don't know anything about this group, but I know that this is something cool for the city, because I don't know about real estate and I want to learn about real estate. So it was within my capacity at that time to show up and volunteer. And like I said, I was showing up. I wasn't saying anything, but what was standing out for me was that people were doing, like when people said things were being done, like especially Nikki, the founder of BTS, like she was actually doing the things she said she was going to do. She does the things she says she's going to do. And you have met, I'm sure, countless entrepreneurs. That is not everybody. Like, and you know, a version of myself, that was me. And I can look at her in love and be like, you had a moment in your life where you were saying things and then not doing them. So now I have more integrity with my word and I have more integrity with what I'm actually going to do. Like, if I'm not going to do it, I'm not even going to say it, because I'm not, you know, I'm not doing it. Some things are like you say, and it's your guidepost. Like, for example, I know I'm buying land. Like, that's my guidepost right now. And I work towards that goal. Outside of that, like, if you, we're not just going to be saying stuff to just say stuff. So when you are looking at organization, you're looking at leadership, are the things in the leadership circle actually being done? And it's, that's your opportunity to step up or move on, and both are okay.
Yes. And I love the advice, like, because this was a long time ago, but when you joined BTS, or even before you joined BTS, you like were volunteering. And when I got to Puerto Rico, I did the same exact thing. I was like, I want to get plugged into the community here. Do you guys need help working the door? And now like I'm the go-to. There's an event, you know, once a month, and I'm there and I'm helping, and it puts me in that room. And one, I liked it as the opportunity of like, if I work the door, that means every single person that walks in has to see me. You know, so I'm like, it forces me to like meet,
yes,
like the maximum amount of people, rather than just like sitting in a corner like I probably would have with like the friend that I invited to come with me. You know, like, it's like you got to manipulate yourself into doing things.
Exactly. And it's like knowing where you want to be stretched, like, you know. And I think I love volunteering. I think that is a surefire way to be of service and not feel like you're like taken, because that doesn't feel good. Like that pick your brain mentality, like you don't want to just be in a take space, and the person who has something to give is going to be turned off by the question. So if you're offering to assist, that's totally fine. And the more specific you can be, the better, because I definitely like have reached out to people kind of general for general mentorship. Have people reach out to me for general mentorship, and picking something that somebody's doing right now that you can get involved with is the easiest way, because entrepreneur's brain is worried about the project at hand. So if you're going to support and help them get to whatever the present goal is, that's the perfect way to just jump right in and, you know, be able to learn within an experience. Like, because the reality is, if you want to just pick somebody's brain, listen to a podcast.
Exactly. Yep.
Like, you can sit down and ask a person all these questions, and I'm sure it'll be great, but it's that, like, showing up that's going to move the parts in you that have to move to get to the goal.
I went out to dinner with a friend that I've known forever, and it was like specifically to like talk real estate and like interview me and ask me all these questions. And this was like a few years ago. And of course, this person like didn't do anything with the information, but all they wrote down was buy a house. Because like one point I was trying to drill a hole for this person because they still had a W-2. And mm-hmm. I'm like, do not leave your W-2 without buying a house. Mm-hmm. Like, that is like the most important rule of life is like, if you are like at the core, like, you know, you want to be an entrepreneur, you know, you want to be self-employed. If you have a W-2 now, buy a house. Mm-hmm. Like, do that thing while you have the job. And I kept drilling that home. He quit his job. He started a business. And I'm like, you didn't buy a house, and now you're trying to get pre-qualified, and they want 3 years of a profitable business, and it's not going to be fun or easy. And he was like, man, I should have just bought the house like I wrote down.
Like, I mean, I don't think you were just saying that to say, like, so that's the thing. It's like, life is just so beautiful, and I'm just so grateful to be able to be in a space of expansion and just immersed in giving and receiving, and, you know, not worried about the what of the give and receive, but being in flow of the act of giving and receiving. Because there's going to be times when you are not in the space of receiving. And it is what it is. Like, when I think about us and the fact that it's like, this is going to be like my story. And the thing that tickles me the most is that we knew each other for 4 years before we came together for this show. And it was literally us, like, you know, similar, we have similar, like, experiences in real estate that kind of got us to a point like, you know what, I'm good, I'm done. And we could have left everything, but there was something in those, like, the core values and in the leadership of Better Than Success that brought us together. Like, I quit a lot of things in real estate, and I will say that group wasn't one, because it was like, when I checked in, it still felt good. Like, you know, it still felt like a good group of people that I want to stay connected with, even if I know I'm personally floundering in real estate.
Yeah, totally. Yes, thank God for spaces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like that's another
thing willingness
does. Yeah, it like can help bring you back to yourself. And I think that's really powerful, whether it's like a friend community group, your like business community groups, like you're not going to be the same in anything. But having like a ethos that, you know, is translatable to how you just are as a person, realigning with that is like, that's what that group is going to be doing. Like, you know, me and you, we still figuring out what the business aspects look like in real estate, but we know that no matter what, we're going to thrive in sharing and in that togetherness. And if all we can afford to give right now is chit-chatting every week, fine.
That's what it is. Just staying present and in flow and listening to our inner guidance and seeing where that takes us. And it is right here, right now.
Yes, yes. I think this will be a beautiful moment for us to pause. As always, these are just such rich conversations that just ground me in like moving forward. So thank you as always.
Yes, no, thank you. Love this space.
We are so grateful to be of service through the Better Than Success real estate investing community. If you're ready to explore freedom on your own terms too, we would love to journey with you on this wealth building adventure. Check out the description box to join our next Financial Freedom for Strategic Hippies webinar and learn more about Julia, me, Mickey, and BTS. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this video and subscribe to our channel. Peace. We'll see you soon.